Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Load them up, boys. We're Navy Crockett when we need them.
Hour number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Messing with my mic stand right now. I don't understand how these things come loose. I really don't. But they do. These mic stands, it doesn't matter how much you spend on one either. No, that's not true. I could spend a bunch of money on one and it probably wouldn't come loose. But I don't. So, anyway. A little inside baseball for you. America. The land of the free, the home of the brave. The biggest thing that I'm taking away from what we've been going through is how many people were so willing to run and hide from something that they thought was so dangerous. One of the most unnerving things about the Wuhan virus appearance on our shores is the speed with which people willingly abandon their traditional liberties to try futilely, I might add, to stay safe. Just last week, a Kaiser Health poll found that 80% of Americans are willing to accept the shutdown for another month. That is a deluded, staggering notion. Considering that in California alone, 20% of the population is unemployed. It's likewise staggering when you consider that the mortality rate is around that of the flu, and that like the flu, it targets the old and the sick, with occasional unlucky young people thrown into the mix. All these people staying home, they drive to work, actually do something much more dangerous every day by driving to work than by having the Wuhan virus. It also targets people in exceptionally virus-rich environments, so they need extra personal protective equipment, and the rest of us, though, are pretty safe. So in other words, Americans seem willing to accept a police state and the destruction of the American economy to be protected against the flu. Now, here I am. This is not me. This is not sour grapes, people. You know, I gave 7 years of my life to the U.S. military. Consequently, that benefited anybody that was alive during the time that I was there in some small way. I was part of the fence that was put around America. The message that I was giving America when I went off and did what I did was, hey, America, sleep tight. I got it. No one is getting by me. Everybody that serves in the uniform does that. No matter what the reason that they actually join the military for, when they actually go out there and get into the job, that's what they're doing. And I did that so we wouldn't have to live in a police state. I felt that call because I didn't want to see us live in a police state. It's possible that the death rate is even lower than the flu because the Wuhan virus right now is the default cause of death on death certificates. Now, you don't have to take it from me. Let's look what's going on here. Both Wisconsin and California provide examples of the way in which the government is taking advantage of what is proving to be a very low-risk disease. In Wisconsin, the media have been hyping the fact that 52 people who worked on or voted in the April 7th election, the one the Democrats tried to stop, ended up diagnosed with the Wuhan virus. There are two problems with this hype. First, it's impossible to tell whether it was standing in line at the election or working at a polling place that caused these 52 people to become ill. Second, 52 is statistically insignificant. Around 400,000 people appeared in person to vote in the election. Even if all those infections occurred because of the election, it's only a 0.013% infection rate. Indeed, the number of deaths in Wisconsin, while each is an individual tragedy, is also statistically insignificant. As of this, as of me telling you about this, we're talking about 308 out of a population of 5,851,754. This equals 0.005% of the population. Additionally, most of those who died were in their 70s or older. By comparison, in New York, 84 subway workers have died from Wuhan virus, and there's a fairly straight line between that specific job and death. And despite this carnage, the subway system is only now very slowly beginning to disinfect the cars. Because those deaths cannot be blamed on an election that Republicans said needed to be held, the mainstream media is ignoring that. Despite the 0.005% mortality rate, some people in Wisconsin law enforcement are also on a power trip. The deputy's arrogance in, I've seen some videos where they get up there and it's crazy. But it's even crazier in California. Originally, Gavin Newsom intended to close all the beaches in California after grateful citizens left house arrest and went to the beach. He was persuaded to take that step based on trick shots that made it appear people were crowded together rather than spaced out in household-friendly clumps. And even Newsom was persuaded to leave some state beaches open and closed only Orange County, overriding local officials to do so. And Newsom concluded the order with a threat to close even more places for a longer time. He said those packed beaches were disturbing and makes it more difficult for him to consider relaxing the state's mandatory stay-at-home order. The only thing that will delay it is more weekends like last weekend. Let's see that not happen. California has more than 49,000 cases and more than 1,950 deaths. This puts California on par with Wisconsin. The state's population in California is 39,937,489. So 2,000 or so deaths equals 0.005% of the population. If you look at Newsom's punitive streak and his draconian policy, it's not surprising that even Californians who are not very liberty-oriented are getting fed up with him. It is clear that the Wuhan virus is very, very nasty. We're in a better situation than we were 6 weeks ago. Our hospitals are empty, and they're going bankrupt. We've learned about treatments that, if given early, seem to work well. We know the virus fares poorly in the sunshine and is almost impossible to transmit outdoors. So, because it needs a hefty viral load to infect people. Then there's Sweden. We know that a surprising number of people who had the virus and the South Korea data that came from that in South Korea establishes that, contrary to the WHO's panicky prediction, actually being out there and getting into that herd immunity kind of thing, that works. So with knowing this, we should be opening up America, not clamping down on it even harder. And it would be helpful to know whether it's fear or something more nefarious that's driving the continued shutdown, because this would allow us to educate Americans about the risk of disease versus systemic destruction. This is not the America I thought I signed up to defend right now. I hope you're still out there. We'll see. One way or the other, everything ends, though, people. It does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision USA.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I was just asked about... I have bought masks from Sunny Day. Haven't used them yet, but I have bought them. It is 100% on the level. They seem to be medical grade to me, and they ship pretty quick. $6 for a pack of 10. If I wanted to walk around like the rest of the sheep right now that actually believe everything they hear, I could do so, and I could do it in comfort. Anyway, my 2 cents on that one. I haven't talked too much. You know, the mainstream media, I was assailed on iTunes for saying that the mainstream media turned coronavirus from what it was into the big hype, because I say that media is the one hyping it. And they are the ones hyping it. ABC News today, I saw them with a headline. There's probably tens of thousands more coronavirus deaths than we know about. Well, let's first figure out how many we actually do know about that were caused, that where people died due to coronavirus. As soon as I see that, then we can start counting. But the mainstream media, they have a, you know, they have a agenda in this. They're inundating you on a daily basis in flashy headlines in an attempt to criticize the Trump administration response. I heard somebody ask him the other day, do you think you should be reelected now that the coronavirus death rate is higher than the entire loss of life in Vietnam? Well, I don't know. What about the death rate due to heart disease? Do you know what that is, dimwit? Oh, you don't. I see. You're just looking at the shiny object. Okay. Caw-caw. While reporting on the increasing death toll daily, the progressive and fake stream outlets make disingenuous comparisons to death tolls in past wars and catastrophes. Like on Morning Joe, they reported that the virus will kill more Americans than were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Vox reported that coronavirus has now killed more people in the U.S. than the 9/11 terror attacks. The Washington Post, NPR, CNN, and many other outlets gleefully report that the U.S. coronavirus death toll now exceeds U.S. losses in the Vietnam War. Which, soon, one day we'll hear the real number. And if it's three, it's horrible. And it's tragic, because that's three individual tragedies all their own. But it is no more tragic than if you die from the flu, if you die in a car accident, if you die choking on a chicken wing. Dying and leaving your family is tragic for the ones you leave behind. So, let's, you know, media coverage of this virus is lacking a hint of perspective and aims to sow fear. So let's look at a few things. In 1968, roughly 16,000 U.S. service members died in Vietnam. In that same year, the Hong Kong influenza H3N2 caused the deaths of roughly 100,000 Americans. This was undoubtedly a tragedy, and the U.S. and state governments did not issue any stay-at-home orders, nor did they shut down the American economy. In 2018, 67,367 drug overdose deaths occurred in the United States. They don't sensationalize the hype or hype the annual overdose death toll, which exceeded the U.S. death toll in the entire Vietnam War. Since 2010, roughly 12 to 61,000 Americans died of the flu on a yearly basis. And during that period, media coverage claiming that more Americans died of the flu than 9/11 was non-existent. The fake news media are trying to create a visual comparison to manipulate and confuse the very scared American public. But in life, perspective is necessary. It must be asked, why are the media throwing all perspective out the window and hyping the death toll? Some of this can be chalked up to the ordinary sensationalism. Back when I was a kid, there used to be this thing at the grocery store checkouts called the National Enquirer. And that's what they remind me of now. They're the upscale National Enquirer. But the main catalyst of the death toll coverage is political. Prior to the pandemic, the prominent progressives prayed and hoped the U.S. economy would crash in order to get rid of Trump. Bill Maher exclaimed, "Can I ask about the economy? Because the economy is going pretty well. I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it because I think one way you get rid of Trump is crashing the economy. So please bring on the recession. Sorry if that hurts people, but it's either root for a recession or you lose your democracy." If you were losing your democracy, Bill Maher, you would have vanished by now. All these things you say about Trump, if you want to experience that, I mean, all you have to do, I think, is go to Michigan. Former 2020 Democrat presidential contender Congressman John Delaney accused the other presidential candidates of cheering on a recession because they want to stick it to Trump. And, you know, the media, they despise him. And his supporters. They've had an incentive to keep America shut down and prevent the economy from rebounding. And to that end, they will stop at nothing to prevent his reelection in 2020, even if that means financial ruin for you and me and some of their own constituents. And while the threat from the virus, particularly to the elderly and the vulnerable groups, is real, the fake news media's coverage is a disgrace and destroyed whatever sliver of credibility the institution still had. They disingenuously hype the virus's death toll and push for these draconian job-killing policies that are disproportionate to the threat while at the same time shielding the Chinese regime from any sort of criticism. Regular Americans and their elected leaders must maintain a semblance of perspective and push back against this. We're seeing this already. This is actually happening now. This is happening because I don't even have to tell some of these people. When you look where some of these people are protesting, oh my. So, no other group save the Chinese Communist Party has done more damage to the American economy and our way of life, than the media in 2020. No others. No others. So, you can listen to them if you want to. Obviously, a lot of people do. But you shouldn't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is confident in the economy's eventual revival as states begin to reopen.
I think that our economy has a chance as we reopen now to get back to where it was. You know, we were so strong a couple of months ago. We had to take this pause. But I think as we begin getting back, people are going to be pleased to be back at work and get that economy going.
Scalia says the Labor Department is helping states distribute federal benefits to out-of-work Americans, including 30 million who have filed for unemployment in the last 6 weeks. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the White House is glad to see former Vice President Joe Biden go on the record about a sexual assault allegation. During the interview, Biden repeatedly rejected calls to open his archive at the University of Delaware. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A top White House advisor is saying President Trump is open to extending an invitation to Michael Flynn to visit the White House. Kellyanne Conway saying that Flynn was improperly treated during an FBI investigation and the general served the nation for decades with distinction and didn't deserve to be targeted just because senior FBI officials didn't like the incoming president. Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Napolitano reminds everyone,
classic case of the FBI setting out to entrap someone, whether they like him or not, whether they think he's guilty or not, that's not the goal. The goal must be justice.
Three more airlines are going to require passengers to wear masks while flying. American, Delta, and Frontier are joining JetBlue in insisting people cover their faces in the plane. The requirements take effect between May 4th and May 11th. Frontier is asking passengers to agree to a health acknowledgement that says they have not been exposed to coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Hey, but the science is in. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. The science is in. I wish I had Thomas Dolby behind me, accompanying me as I go on this little rant. Americans are flocking to gun stores in unprecedented numbers during the COVID-19 pandemic. We heard all about March, right? And I don't know why we weren't hearing anything about April, but I would think it's still going pretty hot. This spike has left so many gun control advocates struggling to find a motive other than pure irrational panic. Because the common narrative goes, the good guy with a gun is a myth. And it's very rare that any law-abiding Americans have to defend themselves at gunpoint. Enter the Heritage Foundation's new defensive gun use database to help make sense of why so many Americans are now racing to exercise their Second Amendment right, often for the first time. They have an interactive map there that allows users to see how even during normal times, law-abiding gun owners play an integral part in protecting individual rights and promoting public safety. And at the touch of a button, the details of hundreds of recent defensive gun uses from all across the country are instantly available. This database is, of course, nowhere near comprehensive. The hundreds of stories from the last 16 months represent just a fraction of the defensive gun uses that actually occurred. As the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention concluded in 2013, which was at the request of Barack Obama, of course, almost all major studies on the issue have found that Americans use their firearms for self-defense somewhere between 500,000 and 3 million times a year. The database includes only those instances that could be independently verified through public sources and with sufficient evidence existing in place to believe the gun owner acted both lawfully and responsibly. There's a good reason to believe that most offensive gun uses are never reported to law enforcement, much less picked up by local media or highlighted in national news stories. Most offensive gun uses are like this. Dude walks up on couple, shoves male in couple, if it's, you know, a man-woman couple, shoves that guy and says, give me your wallet, your phone, all this other stuff. He draws a weapon. Assailant now has converted from being a mugger to a track star, and he's, you know, he's screaming, feet don't fail me now, and he's taken off. All this guy could do, and I'm not advocating you do this, but all this guy could do is call the police and say, I just pulled a gun on a guy, and you should never say this. Somebody just attempted to rob me. That's what you'd want to say. And they're going to show up and take your report. And you should probably do that, but it doesn't actually happen that way. Most of the time, nobody calls anybody. I know that the inner Holiday Inn Express lawyer in me knows that a gun owner should file a report every single time he or she has to draw a weapon, regardless of whether shots are fired. The reality is that many people see these instances as complete non-events, unworthy of getting the police involved. And in some places, gun owners may have a very real fear that calling law enforcement opens the doors for too many legal technicalities that will result in the gun owner, not the criminal, being arrested. So while the Defensive Gun Use Database merely scratches the surface of the importance of the Second Amendment in American society, it does provide a needed counterbalance to the so many false narratives about gun ownership. Most importantly, it gives hard evidence to support what Americans instinctively know. Your government cannot possibly always be there to protect you. There's just no logistical way. None. They can't be there to protect your individual rights. They cannot be there to protect you from criminals. It wasn't the government that stopped a would-be mass shooter at a Tulsa, Oklahoma shopping center on March 27th. It was an unnamed concealed carry permit holder who intervened, ending the threat before any innocent bystanders were injured. It wasn't the government who secured the rights of a Deltona, Florida woman and her three kids on March 31st when a crazed man smashed through her window and threatened their lives. It was her reliance on the Second Amendment and nothing more. It wasn't the government that saved 73-year-old Curtis Royal on April 11th when an intruder put him in a chokehold inside his Fredericksburg, Texas home. It was his fiancée, armed with a handgun, who came to his rescue. One shot in the ceiling, one shot in his dome. It wasn't the government who defended a Lexington, Kentucky woman from her ex-boyfriend when he broke into her house on April 24th and started shooting. It was a roommate with a gun who shot and killed the violent man long before police would have arrived. This happened 6,000-7,000 times a day, too. Yeah. In each of the many hundreds of cases outlined by the database, the law-abiding gun owner's ability to keep and bear arms was the difference between life, liberty, and property protected, and life, liberty, and property lost. So can anyone really doubt how much more vital this right is during national emergencies when law enforcement resources are strained and response times for police assistance are prolonged? Make no mistake about it. These despotic Democrats that are in charge of these Democratic-held states, they're under the impression that the armed citizens are, you know, scared. Because most of America today, if that poll is right that I referenced earlier, 80% of America today is scared. The problem is this pesky 20%, though? I mean, you can look at that and say, well, it's only 20%. Well, who are they and how many? What is that in actual numbers? 10% of America is what? 33 million people? Yeah? Does that sound right? I think it sounds right. So we're talking 66 million people. And let's just for the sake of things and giggles, let's say that one third of them are gun owners. They're willing to get up there and displace tyranny. You're now facing the largest army on a landmass that has ever been faced in the history of the planet since we've been keeping track of things and writing books and a book of children is something that's bound in a hardcover. It has pages and words on them. I know that you have something called an e-book. A real book is something that you'd find, like, say, at a bookstore, for example, which is that's a place where they, you go and you shop and you don't have to worry about being 6 feet separated and a mask on your face. So the database, now that the Heritage Foundation comes out, it is there to augment everything else that's going on, and it's a good resource. It's a good resource, and it's good to have, and that's splendid. But that just makes my job easier. Every corroboration just does it for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yeah. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, before I got into radio, before I actually was on radio, I used to yell at the radio. I would look at the radio and I would say, especially talk radio, I would say, what? And I always told myself, hey, if I ever get half a chance, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to do it my way. That's because, you know, everybody has an opinion. Now, to a lesser extent, then you have news journalists. And here's the thing about the news journalists of the day. 99% of them, they just suck. Now, most of them are progressive. And, you know, I'm being kind by calling them progressive. They're leftists. I don't call them liberal. Liberal, I'm actually a liberal. I'm for your liberty. I want you to have every advantage of liberty that is known to exist. I trust you. I'm not afraid of you. I'm good with that. So, having said that, I'm not that, you know, I'm just not afraid of you. I don't fear you, right? Now, reporters don't have to suck. Leftists always do because their trash ideology is terrible, and yet they adhere to it anyway. Reporters could be no-holds-barred truth-tellers who could not care less. And the truth is sensational. The truth is outrageous. And they would get everything they're looking for while they're making up the garbage narrative they're trying to, you know, push out there. That's at least theoretically possible, even though most of them merely aspire to be a skeevy prog transcriptionist typing out ham-handed propaganda to please their pinko masters. But if our reporters were not human cesspools, what would they be doing right now? How would they be dealing with the tidal wave of Twitter blue check lies and the Frito-Con dung that we're seeing in the wake of the bat-biter bronchitis? Well, they would not be like whoever Olivia Nuzzi is. She's a 20-something former Anthony Weiner staffer, and while she was a bit older when her target demo, what she lacked in youth was probably made up in mindless progressivism. She's the one who asked President Trump that stupid coronavirus NAM question, demonstrating that she knows about as much about the Vietnam War as a leftist military hero, Senator Dick in the Schiff Blumenthal. Just wait till she finds out that America's intervention in Vietnam was initiated by the leftist Democrats. So regardless, if reporters were not trash, what would reporters do when faced with stupidity like this from the bloviating Democrats and their adolescent stooges? It would be easy to say treat them like Republicans, but tongue-lashing newsmakers are no more appropriate than tongue-bathing them. So instead, when faced with the obvious talking point, they might choose to ask questions that force the subject to reveal and examine his premises. And who knows? If enough reporters actually force politicians to explain the manifest manure they spew, they might spew less manifest manure. Take the Trump lied, people died notion that the Democrats are trying to make into the fetch of the Biden 2020 election themes. The idea they want to transmit is that, but for the acts or omissions of Donald J. Trump, tens of thousands of Americans are now unnecessarily dead. That's a pretty serious charge, even when leveled by distinctly unserious people, and it's therefore worth exploring further with questions designed to elicit the grounds for these shabby accusations. What are the number of Americans that would have died from Wuhan flu under President Biden? I think that's a perfectly viable, sensible question, and that no one ever asked these bozos. You have to have a scale to measure these things by. Where is the cutoff between a good outcome and a bad one in terms of mortality? 10,000? 20,000? What's the number? What's acceptable? All we know is that one death is acceptable. If it weren't, the Democrats would have cast off floating Ted Kennedy the minute he showed up with a neck brace and a martini. If Trump is the cause of all deaths in America, what is the cause of all deaths in Europe and Asia? And it seems fair for the accusers to explain what different factors caused the carnage overseas, where Trump was not president. That is, unless all the Chinese coronavirus deaths are Trump's fault. And don't be surprised if some shy-com chump media goes there. So what advice from Dr. Fauci should Trump have ignored in order to stop the virus? That cat is no conservative, and he's been very clear that Donald Trump has carefully listened to him and accepted his guidance throughout. A lot of conservatives might find that to be a bad thing, but leftists are in a tough place. To deny Trump means to deny the doctor, who's a leftist. And to deny the doctor is to deny hashtag science. And their argument must necessarily be that Fauci must be denied since Trump did what he said. And this question might make them explode like Harcourt, Fenton, Mudd's robot chicks in the old not-sissy Star Trek series. I loved that show. If this disaster was caused by Trump's administration being unprepared for the pandemic, what was the date after the Obama administration left office that America stopped being prepared? We keep hearing about how Trump was not ready for this once-of-a-century occurrence, but that kind of presumes that Obama was. Negligence requires unreasonable behavior. And if no administration ever bought and stored up to 100,000 ventilators, then how was Trump unreasonable for not doing so? So if Obama was all cocked and locked for the Chinese coronavirus, when did this cocking and locking cease such that America stopped being ready? When did Trump stop that or halt that? What was the name of each Democrat Congress creature and senator who would have supported Trump closing down America during the failed impeachment? If Trump was supposed to have done something, it's fair to ask if his opponents would have let him or hashtag resisted, right? If intelligence agencies were warning of the pangolin pneumonia, should Trump have ignored the WHO and the American scientists who were saying it was no biggie? Well, the WHO was pushing the Chi-Com lies. Of course, he should have ignored that useless grift machine, but will a Democrat ever admit that? Would there be fewer unemployed Americans if Biden was president now, or would Biden have locked down tighter and caused more economic pain? That seems unfair to criticize Trump both for the economic dislocation and contend that he is not economically dislocating us enough. Would not America be in worse in the economic shape if the Trump economy had not been so much better than the economy under Obama and able to absorb this hit? The stock market is still higher than it ever was under Obama. Anybody point that out? If this is still the Obama economy, or is it the Trump economy now? Obama was out there taking credit for it not too long ago. What is the date it became the Trump economy, and once this lockdown ends, would a successful and strong recovery all be to Trump's credit? These are the kinds of questions these jerks with the notepads or holding the bottom of their iPhone out or whatever they're doing to have this interview are they could be asking this. They could be asking this. And I know that this puts their heroes in the crosshairs and everything, but listen, going out there based upon an agenda, trying to call it news, makes you look foolish. It makes you look stupid. And unfortunately, there's a few of us out here who watch you do that, and we're looking at you and we're saying, wow, no book of knowledge. No real world experience in anything other than what you're doing right now. You know nothing of the real world, period. And you're out here talking this nonsense, and you think that anybody takes you serious. I don't know. But, journalists of America, you don't have to suck. It's a conscious decision to do so. Coming up next, it is time to talk to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.